Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the Punch Bowl. This is William Repillum, and happy Friday to you. Today is Friday, January 26th already. My goodness. My God. All right. January 26th. January's almost over. We're about almost 1/12 done with the year already, 2024. And who knows how this year is going to be going. It's looking, seems to me like it's a brace yourself for a lot of churn, a lot of stuff that's going to probably be kicking off here that's unprecedented. And it's hard to know. But looking at the outlook of everything, you know, economically, with the border security, wars that our government is fighting overseas, and then destroying our country from within. So we're going to get into some of that tonight, much as I can. I've got some content I want to cover. And, yeah. So, but please, please do go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. Send the much needed fundage. We are still having the drive for the Confederate blanket being offered up by Mr. Michael Gaddy. You enter $250, you will be put in the drawing for this wonderful Confederate quilt. Go on the RBN newsreel and you'll see it there, and the dog's not included. So, and so hopefully you guys can chip in, and if you can't afford $250, please do what you can do. Mike, how much longer is that blanket going to be up for grabs here? Okay, so we're going to go to the end of the month. So we've got like 5 days left, 26th, go to the 31st. All right, so... yeah, I collected a couple of quotes because, you know, from people who've died, you know, for things that they've probably said. I mean, this is there's one here, it's just random quotes. I'm just going to get through them real quick. John Lennon, show business is an extension of the Jewish religion. I found this on Dustin Nemos' site. Justin Nemos is an up-and-coming reporter on Rumble now. He's kind of one to follow. Knows a lot of, has done a real deep dive into the Jewish religion and, you know, the origins and, the Nephilim and, sort of like the history and whatnot. So, and he's a very mild-mannered, well-spoken individual, young guy. It's good to see, a lot of people, you know, coming up like this, and somebody who's paid the price heavily for telling the truth out there, which is probably going to be happening to me as well, too, soon at some point. I've put a Confederate flag in my yard. I've already getting all kinds of flack from it. I had somebody walk by my house today and hawk a loogie in my yard, right, a girl. All right, hawk a loogie right into my yard, right in front of myself and my dog. Very rude gesture. I could only assume it was because of the flag there. I mean, we were right there. There's no way she didn't see us. So, you know, that kind of stuff is not nice. But at the same time, you kind of have to smile and go, good, I'm glad it's working. I hope you're, you know, those of you who are going to get triggered by it, you know, you kind of can't get upset about these things. You almost have to celebrate them because you see that you're getting under the skin of these, you know, of these idiots, right? These Zogbots. And surely, you know, even if you're not hearing about it, there are people that are driving by and they're just all giddy inside because somebody finally decided to go and do this, go against the grain. And I'm glad that I'm the one in my neighborhood to do it, because you wouldn't have expected it here. So I'm not backing down. If I get more flack from it, I'm going to just put up a bigger flagpole there. And it's going to call it my middle finger. And my middle finger is about to get real big. And my flagpole, being a euphemism for my middle finger, is going to have a much bigger Confederate flag on it. So, if you guys feel inspired by this story, I encourage you, you know, there are moments where you feel stressed out about stuff like this, but then there are moments where you don't, and you actually feel like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. So it's bittersweet, I guess you could say. Anyway, so, yeah, so John Lennon says, you know, this is the old stuff, show business extension of the Jewish religion. It's just a short little clip. We can play that. And then, you know, they gave him a hard time. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that, Mike, real quick. Clip one.
Gentlemen, the New York Times Magazine of Sunday, July 3, carried an article by Maureen Cleave in which she quotes the Beatles, not by name, as saying, show business is an extension of the Jewish religion. Would you mind amplifying that?
I said that to her as well. No comment.
Oh, come on, John. John, what you mean?
I mean, you can read into it what you like, you know. It's just a little old statement. It's not very serious, you know.
Oh, okay, so he's going to walk in it, you know. you can read into it. Come on, John. Don't name the Jews. That's probably back in 1965. When what's changed? Nothing new under the sun here. Except, well, nothing, really. It's the same old story. So, okay, and then now we have another. The other one I sent you, Mike, did I send you this? The Shah of Iran? Oh, crap, I didn't send it to you. Here's that one right there. Okay, so the Shah of Iran. All right, so Stephen Douglas Reitner sent me this. So he comes out in 1976. So he, you know, he was deposed in 1979, right, by an American coup. Took out the Shah of Iran. And he was calling out the Jews in 1976, talking to this reporter. I forgot the guy's name, but just listen to the reporter especially. Trying to do the whole come on, John, thing with him. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Around. Well, pressuring, they have many means at their disposal. They are putting up pressure on many, many people. And at the end, I don't think that it will even help Israel.
Why, if this is true, why would the President of the United States pay attention to that lobby?
They are strong.
Strong in what sense?
They are controlling many things.
Controlling what?
Newspapers. Medias.
Your Majesty.
Banks. Finances. And I'm going to stop there.
Well, now wait just a second. You really do believe that the Jewish community in the United States is that powerful? They make the media reflect their view of foreign policy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They do not report? We do not report honestly?
Don't mix things, please. I don't say the media. I say in the media they have people. Not the entire media. Some newspapers will only reflect their views, yes.
No? The New York Times, for instance, is owned by the Sulzberger family, who are Jewish. Are you suggesting that the New York Times is biased in its treatment of the question of Zionism, Israel's existence, the United States' relationship with the Arab world?
I will have to put all the articles of the New York Times written on this subject and draw the conclusion. You can put this to the computer and it will answer you.
What you're saying is that, yes, you do believe.
Well, let's wait for the answer of the computer.
Okay. So, there you go. I mean, you can already see the prison that's wrapped around this guy already, right? In the form. It's not just him. It's just this reporter who's doing the whole,
"Your Majesty, like, oh, you're crazy to think such a thing as this."
And you guys all recognize the voice of that guy. I don't remember what his name is. But it's just another shill. And, yeah, so that's the Shah of Iran, 1976. And he can't really talk any more than he did. But who? There's no doubt that that interview right there is probably a huge reason why they deposed him. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Call in if you want, 512-248-8252, if you want to comment on any of these things or add to what I'm talking about here. I'm going to get into some stories now. We've got the Supreme Court ruling, okay? Amy Coney Barrett, the traitor. Supreme Court rules authorities cannot protect, the state authorities cannot protect American citizens from the illegal border entry. All right? You know, this is disgusting. Amy Coney Barrett, in a 5-4 ruling today, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined with the radical leftists on the court, Ken Tangi Brown Jackson, who's a new Supreme Court justice, Elena Kagan, a Jew, and Sonia Sotomayor, who I used to think was a Jew, but she looks Japanese to me, to say that Texas is not permitted to protect itself from illegal border crossers. None of the justices provided any explanation for their vote. Of course not. So, you know, right now we're in a situation, folks, okay? Let me just finish reading it. It's a very quick read here. The court majority sided with the Biden administration policy removing razor wire to permit illegal alien entry without impediment. Justice Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas voted with Texas in favor of national border integrity. So, Washington AP, a divided Supreme Court on Monday, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's just quoting some other sources. It's just saying the same thing. In the commentaries, God, I pray for stability right now because this is infuriating. Yes, it is. The irony and hypocrisy of the Supreme Court having a security perimeter for their own security, yet dismissing the establishment of a security perimeter for the citizens of the country is not lost on me. Beyond angry, and this is just the same thing we've been saying over and over again. Our government the federal government is not on our side. They are the enemy. We are their enemy. So now, what's going to happen? All right, so we have Governor Greg Abbott down there in Texas, who says that they're going to, you know, stand up to this. All right, and we have others, 25 other states have joined in now, saying that they're going to support Texas. Well, good, great, okay. So, what do you guys think this is going to lead to? I don't see any other choice here. The states have to do this at the state level. They have to take control. I think they should just dismiss this treasonous Supreme Court decision and say, you know, this is nullified. This is null and void. We're not doing this. And essentially, I guess that would kind of be like secession or nullification, I guess, like nullifying the federal government. And would that have a domino effect? Got 25 states supporting it, and then do they have the resources? Well, the federal government's got the resources, like endless resources at its fingertips, right? And they will, I think, deploy, they would love to deploy their new migrant army that they've amassed, they've been amassing. Are they ready to deploy it at this point? Are these migrants all trained and ready to go around and kill Americans and go to war with, starting with the Texas State Militia? Will the Texas State Militia, when the federal government tries to co-opt them, because they say they have the legal precedence to do this, to co-opt the state militia, the state National Guard, like they did, we talked about last night, in the 50s with desegregation, when that happened in the 50s, the federal government stepped in and co-opted the state militia to force the states that didn't want to desegregate to stand down. So, I think it's a much different situation here. This is a matter of life and death at this point. And we're running out of stuff to lose. You know? American people are soon not going to have anything to lose. Because people are not going to even have access to their money. If the CDBC and the Fed and the Jewish establishment controlling all the levers of power gets what it wants. And that's what it's trying to do. So right now, Texas is standing in the way of this, of the, you know, global cabal getting what it wants, pushing on with its narrative, pushing on with its agenda. Or this is kind of like part of it, because they want to start a civil war because that's what they brought these people over here to do, is to fight a civil war. Now, will all of these soldiers I'm sure some of them will. I mean, it's an unprecedented situation. We talked about this last night. You know, a lot of these guys probably coming over here to kill Whitey. The whole world's been being brainwashed by the Jews that Whitey is the evil that needs to be eradicated from the planet. So, hard to know. If you guys want to call in, 512-248-8252. I'm going to move on to the next article here. I'll tell you, I'm tired. I've been sick all week. And it's kind of tough coming back into all this stuff now. My head's not totally clear. We're up against the break. We'll be right back.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to climb. Now I don't know about no law. I don't see no crime. Ain't no reason. Ain't no rest. I'm going to get down to the water and get undressed.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I found this letter here, Governor Greg Abbott. I found it on the Republic broadcasting site that Greg Abbott wrote, and the bottom paragraph essentially says, I don't know if this is a secession letter or what, but I'm going to read the two paragraphs on the bottom. So, well, the first paragraph, just real quick, says the federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now. So how does the Supreme Court rule the way it did? It's an unlawful ruling. It's a ruling that has no basis. They didn't even back it up with any precedents at all. So, screw the Supreme Court. They're acting outside the law. President Biden has refused to enforce these laws and has even violated them. Of course, they're not even operating under the Constitution anymore. They're operating under the communitarian law that is lawfare. We already see all of that. So going down, skipping ahead, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, funny he mentions him, and the other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution foresaw that the states should not be left to the mercy of lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. That is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, which promises the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. Arizona versus the United States, 567 U.S., 2012. Scalia, see, an interjection from Scalia. Failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 4, Section 4 has triggered Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves to this state the right of self-defense. these reasons, I've already declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. That authority is a supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety, other Texas personnel are acting on that authority as well as the state laws here at the Texas border. Now, this government is so unpopular that it has to bring in all of these invaders into the country to create a new voting block, give them all kinds of goodies at our expense, and try to use that as a way to win the already rigged election. It probably is a strategy that will work well for them. But you know, I think it's going to take stuff like this. I'm happy about what Governor Abbott is doing here. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but there has to be a fight put up against this. This is I don't even know what to say about it. All right, I got some calls. Let me take Chance. Chance, West Virginia. Chance, welcome.
Yeah, hello, William. Wasn't it Gomer Pyle who said, surprise, surprise? So we got Republican fudge packer Roberts, and we got who else now? Well, wait for it. Trump appointee Comey Barrett voting against Texas. Man, you know, William, it makes me just want to grab a sign and go campaign for Trump down on the Rio Grande, don't it? Man, do we get shafted. How many more times do people have to take it up to Keister for Easter before they realize what the hell is going on? I mean, really now. You know? What's your opinion?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just as aghast about the whole thing as you are.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it. It's disgusting.
See, this is
there's no difference between the two parties, really, is there?
You know, this is so, I mean, it's so clear a Trump appointee. Can you imagine? I don't know what else to say. I'm so damn disgusted. Well, thank you for taking my call now, William, and stay away from Fritz. Are you sure he didn't make it to your house? Sure, I give you a hard time today?
Yeah, no, I haven't had any problems with Fritz, but he might have sent his little lackey by my house to hock a loogie on my.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I'll lock him in a room and feed him a sauerbraten spätzle and fill him up with Heineken beer so he leaves you the hell alone. All right, take care now.
All right, thanks, Chance. All right, okay, we got the break, and then we got Mike in Kentucky. So hang on for a second, then Dan in Washington, so we'll be right back.
Numbers up, you have to go. System says, I told you so. Stopped in a plane like a truckload of cattle. Sent off to slaughter in a useless battle. Thousands of us sent off to die. Never really knowing why.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Enjoy that song for a little bit. Such a great song, and it brings me back to when the song first came out around 84 when I was a kid, and thinking about the future, my future. I didn't think, you know, this was going to be the future of America. I thought we had I remember I used to talk to my dad about it, and we, you know, there's probably going to, I remember my dad telling me right, a little, not long after this, I think there'll probably be a nuclear war in the next 50 years. Well, the nuclear war thing kind of, nobody anticipated this, uh, what we're facing right now. Although, did the movie Terminator come out in 1984? And now we got the AI and the Terminator, and we see this article here about AI on Zero Hedge, you know, maybe start a nuclear war. Isn't that interesting? It's got black eyes on it. I mean, not black eyes, but the red eyes. The AI bot, the robots, just like Terminators. So I think they're building Terminators. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that the establishment wants to get a nuke, wants to get a civil war going, right? When I was a little kid that age, I thought, hey, I'm going to be married by 26. You know, when I'm 26, I'll have be married, and then I'll have a family. You know, it's like my family did, right? Well, that's not what happened. I didn't do that. I was too afraid of paying for all the health care, and I didn't want to give up my freedom, my quote-unquote freedom. You know, I didn't know anything about the people who controlled the world yet. I was just caught up in thinking about that you lose your freedom, and we all are kind of infected by this, I guess, call it selfishness, or some people might call it narcissism, and then we end up familyless, and it's kind of tragic. It is kind of tragic. So didn't know that this would be my life all these years later, but it is, and I can't complain too much about it. You know, I mean, you know, then on the flip side, having kids, I can't imagine what parents are contending with right now. I mean, it's just a absolute horror show. If they're in schools, public school system, and I think about this kid, this gal, who I couldn't really tell how old she was, but walked by, totally brainwashed, hawks a loogie into my yard, thinks that because there's a Confederate flag there, she's entitled to spit a loogie into my yard right in front of me. And obviously, you have to behave in a way to respond to something like this. You can't let something like that get you too upset. Because if you do, you're the guy with the Confederate flag in your yard. So you got to really become a supreme diplomat and think about how you want to approach these kinds of things, potentially emotionally charged things. So very sad to see the state of our kids, and it's very you know, I went through the drive-through. One little quick story, then I'm going to jump on the call here with Mike, and then take Dan's call. And we're going to skip the last break, so we've got plenty of time here. But I was going through the drive-thru to pick up some food last night. I'm picking up some sushi, actually. I'm trying to get some soup, you know, to make me feel better being sick. And at the sushi place, opens up the window, and this little blonde peppermint patty-looking girl with green departments of green hair, like two of them. There's like two departments of green hair like popping out of her head. She's got little glasses on. And then she's like, it's $69.29. I'm just like, and she's speaking with a black kind of accent. So this is what, and I have to, like, force myself to be cordial and, like, be, you know. And she was very nice, because evidently I did a good job of being cordial and being nice and not, you know, losing, what I wanted to say. I had two choices, right? I could either fall down or go blind. That situation. But, you know, you just got to feel bad for parents these days. Any of you guys experiencing this with your kids out there? You got Peppermint Patty with departments of green hair, two different countries of green hair on one side and off the other, and then talking like she's black. Anyway, so there we go. So, all right, let me jump on the call with Mike in Kentucky, and then I'm going to jump on with Dan. So, Mike, welcome.
Hey, according to the Flat Earthers, I'm a Jew Masonic stooge. you sound like you got a cold or something.
I'm coming out of having some kind of bronchitis or something.
Okay.
I think I sucked in too many chemtrails this last couple of weeks when I was out there.
I tried to post a video on that on YouTube in about 2009, and within about a year or so when I got on Facebook, it was suppressed. I uploaded it three times, and they kept changing the video URL, so all the places that I shared it, the link went dead. And then I noticed in the search engines it was being suppressed, and the only place it would come up on Google, it showed another video on my YouTube. It was completely off topic, like a Mormon documentary. So,
wow. But did you know that if you search for a, speaking of censorship,
you know, I said Cebu to contrails. I made it a unique title,
and
I just asked some questions about why the jet trails look different than they used to when I was a boy burning trash in the country, watching the jets fly over Kentucky. But what I was going to tell you is zinc is a crucial thing there for gas exchange in your cells. I learned that as a cyclist back in the 80s, you know, athletic physiology or training. If you can get dark chocolate with no milk and maybe consider cutting out your milk for a week, no cheese, dairy, or whatever, you don't have to read all the ingredients. Just go to the bottom of anything and look and see if it says contains milk, wheat, or dairy, or soy, or whatever. They have an allergy statement, so you don't have to read the whole thing. But I noticed that. I did it four times, and my allergies got better, and I had less congestion and mucus.
Oh, yeah.
So,
can you hear me?
Try.
Are you able to hear me?
Barely.
Oh, okay. How about now? Is that better?
I turned my volume up, too.
Okay.
What'd you say? Right.
Yeah, there you can go. Hear me now? Okay, yeah, I was interjecting. So, yes, absolutely, Mike. Cutting out dairy is going to reduce the mucus. Yeah, dairy, you know, huge cause of mucus. Cheese and milk and, you know, and mucus.
The zinc is something else. The zinc helps your lysomes, which is like the front line of your immune system in your mucous membranes. I've read that that's why you lose the taste and smell when you get COVID, is because your body's robbing zinc from anywhere it can get it to make lysomes.
Mm.
And so,
what about the fact that COVID doesn't exist?
I think it's a mycoplasma, that mycoplasma pneumonia that Dr. Zelwenko was crying about, Z-Pak and zinc and ivermectin, and Trump jumped on that, and
Whatever COVID is, it's from the chemtrails. It's whatever they've been spraying on us, and then it's also coupled with the radioactivity from the EMF, the new unprecedented level of EMF.
From what I studied in biology or was taught years ago, and then I heard about it again, you know, studying up on COVID, you have to have a vector for any kind of pathogen. I mean, you can cause heavy metal poisoning and stuff like that over, drag your immune system down or compromise, you know, your body system some, kidney damage, whatever. But
that's pretty much toxicity is going
to
be what it is.
Somebody, it has to be in a protective envelope of cholesterol. Anything sprayed from a chemtrail, the cosmic radiation, solar radiation, is going to kill it before it reaches the ground, unless it's somehow encapsulated in microplastics or something. And it would still have to have a lot of tallow or cholesterol to wrap it up in. I've known several people that's got that supposed meat allergy from ticks, and ticks are translucent. You can take a bright flashlight and shine all the way through them, so I doubt very seriously that they're actually the vector. I think a lot of this could be a cover-up, and if I was an evil Dr. No, just like that 12 Monkeys movie with Bruce Willis, I would put it in the vaccines for, you know, pork and cows and stuff that gets processed into chopped and formed meat products, and it would get distributed worldwide within weeks. Because, you know, my baloney has a first name, and it's con job.
All right.
It's like 40 pigs in every piece of baloney. You don't know what parts and pieces go in there. So if right. you've got injection programs, it's got that mycoplasma in it, it will get spread around pretty quick. That was the same thing they said Gulf War syndrome, at least some of it was. Some of it was chemical exposures, but there was two doctors out of Texas, Garth and Nancy Nichols, that said it was a mycoplasma.
And let me stop you real quick. I think it's very simple. Like when I talk about the chem, you know, I have not really like all of this chem trailing that they're doing, Mike. I have not given too much credence because of the fact that if they really want to get you with the stuff, they've got to really inject it into you. I'm a believer in that. Whatever it is that they're trying to inject into us, mRNA vaccines, some kind of technology, if it's just heavy metals or whatever it is. But they can't. They are. My thought on the chemtrails is there's a lot of heavy metals. You're breathing a lot of that in. You're breathing a lot of heavy metals into your lungs. Eventually, your lungs are going to react to that, and that's what I think possibly happened to me. But I said it last night. There's a lot of other factors that played in stress, which I think played into it because you know I lost my job.
Wow.
And then I lost my job. And then putting a Confederate flag up in my yard and having the expatriate Yankee do-gooder libtards that live in the neighborhood.
President Confederate flag.
Posting on next door and having a meltdown over that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just sort of the kind of fallout, and then you see, I didn't go bother looking at any of this, but I could see there were like 46 comments on it after 3 days or something like that.
It'd be fun to get like one of those granite stones and laminate a picture of H.K. Egerton. He did a march across the South. He was the NCAA head of the National Association of Colored Persons in Asheville, North Carolina. He marched from Asheville to Austin. I never did find out what happened to him, but I'd say he's passed on by now. H.K. Egerton, he found out about stuff, and his ancestors fought for the South, and they were black. So he marched. He dressed up in uniform and marched across Georgia with their original flag when they banned it.
H.C. Egerton?
H.K. Egerton or Edgerton, I can't remember his name, but him and his buddy marched across the South in Confederate uniforms. One of them had a Heritage Not Hate flag, and the other one had every state they went through the South, from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas. They used original flags for those states, and or the Confederate, you know, battle flag, I think, or the St. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Might have been the First National. I like the Third National, but
I have a Heritage Not Hate flag. But I decided I don't owe them any explanation. I feel like that's sort of virtue signaling to say that, put it up there. I don't know.
Well, I'd really tick off the black people, though, if you had a little monument built for H.K. Egerton sitting there near it, and they'd say, what is a black dude doing? And there was another bunch of blacks that went on the wharf down in, I think it was in Mississippi. Every year on, I can't remember what the anniversary was that they did that, but they went down there and flew the Confederate flags over the Gulf of Mexico in Confederate uniforms. That was going on for years. I don't know if that's still happening, but
all right,
it was a Black Heritage thing because everybody knows, you know, I wouldn't go to fight for some rich man's property, would you? I mean, he can hire his own army.
So Mike,
90-some percent did not own slaves in the South.
Oh yeah, no, and it was mostly Jews that were part of that whole, them. You know.
Yeah, they brokered them. You got another caller. I bet
you
go.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Good info. H.K. Egerton. Going to look him up when I get a chance after this. I won't forget. All right, Dan, Washington. Dan, welcome. And then we got Reb.
Hey,
hey,
Dan. What that guy in Oklahoma did, he put up a big Nazi flag. And then he waited for a bunch of libtards they ran into the yard to steal it, and he sat there and just shot him. He's like,
well, that's a little extreme. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean.
Looking for trouble, I guess. He must have just been sitting there waiting, you know.
Yeah.
E-Verify, you know, they even Bush and Romney were, you know, E-Verify is where they actually check that the person you're hiring is legally allowed in the country. And I looked into it, and certain states have it and certain ones don't. But Texas, as far as I know, does not have that. They have it for government workers, but not for everybody else. So, is he really trying to get rid of the, you know, it's something to check out for, right? Like, at a minimum, they should be requiring a company to hire legal people legally in the country. That's like...
Well, why would they do that?
Yeah,
they're just letting people come over the border. Like, why would they do that? Only if it's us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
they have this ID.me, or they have this new ID system for anything now. I mean, if you want to get some kind of government benefits like unemployment, it tells you that they're going to, they don't keep the biometric data, they delete it. They don't keep it in their databases. However, there's a thing called National NIST, right, which stands for the National Institute of Security something. I forgot the, but what that actually, what they do is they store their logs, right? So they keep a log of the what's going on everywhere, and then, but they keep that, and then they funnel that over to the security agencies, right? Or they keep that for the security. So it's like they don't really delete it, and then they give it to exactly who you don't want them to give it to. No, the, you know, essentially they're just funneling it back to what Blackbird's exposed, you know, backed over to Israel. You know, they're everything. So they tell you that they delete it, but they only delete it from their database. And that, yeah, it's just so, it's such a scam. It's such fraud. So it may not even be worth it.
Well, you got to be careful if you're looking for a job and then you're going to do the Confederate flag thing, you know, and then, they put that on, what was the site was that, Nextdoor, and then that goes to LinkedIn, and then, you know, you're in some database, and then you try to get a job at Walmart, and you can't even get hired there. Big corporations, you know. My thing is, I support what Texas is doing, but on a fundamental level, razor wire is mean. And the libtards are going to say, that's mean. And then it's kind of like when Trump and they accused Trump of, and Jeff Sessions of separating children from their families, right? So it's like it's kind of like almost an extreme thing that the left can use to make him look like he's a mean person, you know.
And how effective is it really going to be, right? Because they're going to go somewhere else and cross the border somewhere else, even if it's in the next state. We'll just go over to Arizona and cross over in Arizona or New Mexico or whatever.
Exactly.
Even New Mexico is a liberal state. They're just going to let everybody. Why isn't even that on the radar? Okay, so Texas is a huge state with a big, huge border. It's important. I'm not saying. And then there's the Gulf there, so it kind of ends there. But you know, in the overall thing, like, what is the play here that's going on here? Is it the beginning of? Are they using it as like the let's kick off the civil war here? Right? I mean, don't forget Greg Abbott being this like super Zionist supporting Zionist governor,
right?
Came out really in support of Israel, and I, you know, kind of akin to Ron DeSantis, really.
So, it could just be politics, man. I mean, it's just politics. It's going to be an election year.
The whole thing makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, that's all I can say about it.
Yeah, that's kind of me, too. Now, if he puts out razor wire and the federal, they send in National Guard to rip up the wire, and then Texas National Guard shoots the U.S. Border Patrol tearing up the wire, that would be a big deal. But if they're just going to put the wire down and then they come take the wire out, you know, okay.
Yeah, I mean, so the federal government's going to go down there and try to remove the wire. So then now the Texas State National Guard is going to stop them?
Yeah.
And exactly. What's that going to look like? You know, are they going to have a stand? Are they going to start shooting each other?
Right.
What's actually going to happen there? Exactly. So it'd be interesting to see. Has anybody thought about this? You know, what does this actually look like? You know, what these scenarios here? You know, so I guess, are they going to line up? I mean, are they going to really have enough people and line everybody up all along the whole border? That's a long, big border. And isn't most of it already open? I mean, where are their razor wires and how many miles of it exist already down there? You've got an open border. We don't have a border wall. So what exactly are we talking about here?
I've seen buses, big white charter buses all over the country full of Mexican workers. Now, some of them might be legit green card, but they're just busing these people in, so I don't think half of them even run across the border. They just either come illegally or fly in or whatever, you know. So,
yeah, there's that. Well, Dan, I got one more call I got to get to real quick before.
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, man. See you, bye. Hey, Reb. Sorry, thanks for waiting on through. Reb, go ahead. If you're still there. We got a minute here. Reb, you there? Okay, Reb. All right.
Took over America.
All right. Hey, Reb, welcome. Go ahead.
It's Bo Scout, Reb, and we could do 2 hours on how the Yids had no trouble taking over America. Hey, Yids, you got to go. We're the ones who got around the Justice Department. We know what we're doing. But you're a lot kosher, like delicatessen. That's
all right, Reb.
Hey.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry we didn't have more time for the end of the show. Thanks for the call. Hey, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.